The Australian girlfriend of Stephen Paddock, allegedly responsible for shooting dead 59 people and injuring more than 500 others, says she had no idea he planned to do it. Lawyer Matt Lombard has read a statement to the media from Mary Lou Danley, formerly of Queensland's Gold Coast.
He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of, that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
Miss Danley, who was visiting her native Philippines at the time of the shooting, has flown back to the United States and says in her statement she wants to help investigators.
It never occurred to me in any way whatsoever that he was planning violence against anyone. I have not made a statement until now because I have been cooperating with the authorities and I voluntarily flew back to America because I know that the FBI and Las Vegas Police Department wanted to talk to me, and I want to talk to them. I will cooperate fully with their investigation.
Arriving in Los Angeles on a flight from Manila, Miss Danley was met by FBI agents who have described her as a person of interest. But speaking with 7 News in Australia, her sister, who was not identified by name, has backed her claims that she knew nothing about the impending violence.
He sent her away so that he can plan what he's planning without interruptions. In that sense, I thank him for sparing my sister's life, but that won't be to compensate our 59 people's life.
Mary Lou Danley says in her statement she, too, is devastated by the events.
I am devastated by the deaths and injuries that have occurred, and my prayers go out to the victims and their families. I knew Stephen Paddock as a kind, caring, quiet man.
As US authorities first believed, Miss Danley says Paddock sent her to the Philippines 2 weeks ago with $100,000 so she could buy a house for her family. She says she initially believed he was breaking up with her. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says the investigation is continuing, despite authorities believing Miss Danley was not with Paddock when he began to put his plan into action.
She was not with him when he checked in. We have discovered he was utilizing some of her identification, and we've had conversation with her, and we believed her at this time not to be involved. But obviously that investigation will continue.
Philippines immigration spokeswoman Antoinette Mangrobang says Miss Danley was in Hong Kong before she arrived in the Philippines.
She arrived in the country on the 25th of September. She came from Hong Kong. That was her last arrival prior to her departure yesterday.
That was nearly a week before Paddock went on the attack, firing down from his hotel room onto a crowd of more than 20,000 at a country music festival. He left an arsenal of 49 guns and thousands of rounds of ammunition, but no clear clues as to why he staged the attack. The FBI and Las Vegas police are hoping Miss Danley will offer insight into what inspired Paddock to do it. Sheriff Lombardo has offered a small insight into the man, depicting a long history of gathering weapons.
More than 100 investigators have spent the last 72 hours combing through the life of 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. What we know is Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which would never be fully understood. He meticulously planned on the worst domestic attack in United States history.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has visited Las Vegas and spoken with victims, authorities, and first responders. Speaking at a press conference, Mr. Trump says the United States has defied terror with love.
The mass murder that took place on Sunday night fills America's heart with grief. America is truly a nation in mourning. Words cannot describe the bravery that the whole world witnessed on Sunday night. Americans defied death and hatred with love and with courage.